Room wrap up. We are joined by Elijah McCadden off of 16-6 in those four free throws the last 32 seconds. I want to talk first about those free throws. How do you mentally prepare yourself, especially with the game on the line like that?
I'm not thinking about all the games on the line. I practice free throws every day, so when it's time to get to the line and shoot them, it's just like another regular shot.
You seem like such a more confident player in this year's sophomore season. 34 points combined over the last couple of games. We knew how good you were on defense last year. What's been the key to taking that step forward in year two?
I think the biggest thing for me was just playing with confidence, not letting it waver, and because I know I put a lot of work in, and just I got to show it when it's time to play.
Six rebounds as well. That's a part of the game I know that you've worked on along with your free throws. Being able to add that rebounding punch, what has that meant to not only your overall game but what the team is trying to do as well?
It helps the team a lot. Gets you easy points, and coach has been on us the past basically the whole season because we haven't rebounded well. So he challenged us tonight to rebound better.
I've got to think you guys feel pretty good about this one. You just beat a really good Radford team, picked to win the Big South in the preseason. That's a really good team.
Yeah.
All right, where do we go from here? Getting Mercer on Tuesday.
We're gonna come in, watch film tomorrow, and do rehab and all that stuff, and start getting ready for Mercer.
Appreciate you. Good stuff.
Appreciate it.
Now talk to the old man, Ike Smith. 11 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists, and 28 minutes of action. Didn't know how much you were going to go, trying to work through a number of things, but especially that knee. Number one, how you feel?
I'm feeling pretty banged up right now, but, you know, just like he said, we're going to come in tomorrow and get rehab, so hopefully it can get a little better by tomorrow.
You made 3 plays as part of that 11-2 run. You backed him down, made the layup to cut it to 1, took the charge on the other end, and then you made that huge 3 in the right corner that extended the lead to 5. I know that you're the fifth-year senior and the guys are looking to you, but what did you have to do to take over the game at those 3 points?
Just keep playing. You know, the first half I faced a lot of adversity, you know, missing stuff that I usually make, but, man, coach preaches having toughness and just being mentally strong. So, I mean, he drove and he was kind of out of control. I stepped in, took the charge. I mean, they're a good coach team, and they would have done the same thing to us. So, I mean, that was a pretty tough play right there.
I know those guys are really good at taking other people's offenses from being other people's offenses, especially somebody like you that can mix the mid-range in with getting to the basket. How did you try to work through that?
Just playing my game. You know, coach is on me about just playing my game, being aggressive. And, you know, like I said, I wasn't making many shots, but I just stayed with it. And, you know, I hit some pretty tough shots down the stretch.
How much toughness did it take to win a game like this?
A lot of toughness. You know, Radford's a well-coached team.
Ice bath game, right?
Right. You know, they're a great, great defensive team, and it took 40 minutes of just being tough. You know, Elijah knocked down some pretty big free throws. Cal knocked down some free throws. Quan made some really tough plays down the stretch. So it was a good win for us.
And a lot of people are thinking about this season. Okay, how is this team going to move forward from Tukey graduating, from Monte graduating? How do you see other guys picking up that slack and making an even better team?
You know, just coming in better. I mean, coming in every day just trying to get better, being coachable, just coming in ready to learn. I think that's the biggest thing for us. You know, I feel like we're growing as the season goes, so I feel like that's the biggest thing.
We've been doing these for 5 years now. You're getting pretty good at them.
Oh, yeah. I'm working on it. I'm really working on it.
We'll see you on Tuesday. Great stuff.
Thank you.
Ike Smith, Elijah McCadden, our players of the game on the Ford Locker Room Wrap-Up. We'll be joined by head coach Mark Byington momentarily as Georgia Southern can celebrate at Hanover with a 76-73 win over Radford. This is Eagle Basketball from Learfield, IMG College.